Sonia Patnode, Communications and Development Officer for the Centennial Theater, is in the studio today. Hi, Sonia.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you join us here at 88.9 The Cube. So where are we now in the Centennial Theater season?
Well, we're just about to start. It's officially starting next Wednesday on September 25th with a brand new series entitled Centennial Lounge Series. So we're inviting the audience to come and have a seat in the lobby of Centennial Theater, not in the hall. And we're going to have four events there. The first one is Lo-Fi Octet, and they're a Sherbrooke eight-piece band. It's a combination of a string quartet and a jazz ensemble. And they're launching this new series where we're going to have a bar service. We're going to have La Microbrasserie Ciboire serve their wonderful products. They're just from down the road.
Right.
We just had our launch there on Monday, and they hosted us, and it was quite amazing. And I'm hearing that the students really like their products, so hopefully they'll be able to combine a bit of culture, well, different culture in a glass, I guess you could say.
So this is all going to be right at the theater.
In the theater, that's correct. So we have four such events. So the first one is Lo-Fi Octet on September 25th. And I think we have the Montreal Hard Bop 5, and they're on October 10th. And we have a speaker, a storyteller from the Yukon. Her name is Ivan Coyote, and she's part of the Les Jours Sans Compter. It's a storytelling festival in Sherbrooke, done by La Maison des Arts et de la Parole. And so they've asked us if we could accommodate their English-speaking event. So she's going to come and do some great storytelling. And she's from she's transgender, so she has all kinds of great stories to tell. She's quite captivating, so we're looking forward to doing that. All, again, in that really intimate ambiance of the lounge sessions. Mm-hmm. Our last one will be in January with the Sherbrooke group Auguste. And they're a trio. It's very folk, atmospheric, lovely music. At the head of that is Sébastien Pomerleau, who played at the street festival this summer, and Lo-Fi Octet as well.
Mm-hmm. So now to get tickets for that, how do we go about doing
the
that?
The best way to do it is call the box office to avoid any kinds of unexpected fees. So you call 819-822-9692. And you speak to Chantal at the box office. She'll be happy to help you out. You can find out more about these groups by going on our website, centennialtheater.ca. We always put a link towards the artist page or a video link right there so you can witness and discover their talent. And the other new thing we're doing this year is we are expanding our already wide bank of activities. We're doing development activities, and that's where my title comes from, development officer. Mm-hmm. And that means that we're going to talk about shows, but in another medium. So instead of just asking you to buy a ticket to come see a show because you saw a poster, well, we're going to offer different activities. So we're going to have Professor Jack Eby from the music department at Bishop's University give us a bit of a talk about Canadian soprano Maureen Forrester, because Simone Osborne is coming to do a concert on Sunday, November 10th. Mm-hmm. So we're inviting the audience to come to get a greater value to their experience. We were talking about that this morning. I was interviewing some students to work with me as an assistant, and I was trying to impress upon them that I'm not trying to sell a ticket to the audience. That's mm-hmm. easy to do. You know,
right.
It's a piece of paper for another piece of paper. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do at Centennial Theater is we're trying to offer the best experience ever. What's in it for you? Why would you come see a show? It's one thing to say, oh, I saw this artist because it's a name, but you have to go sort of beyond that. What can you gain from there? Some teachers at the CJEP level have been collaborating with us for a few years, and they, in their class, in addition to offering their courses, whether it's a history of Baroque music or a history of jazz music, they ask students to buy tickets to shows. So that's a special deal that we have with some teachers. So if you're listening, call us and we'll try and make a deal for you as well, where they buy three tickets amid the offer that we have, the more than 40 shows that we have available this year. And then they come, experience the show, but then they go back to school and they have to either write a paper or, you know, to do a presentation on what they've seen. So it goes beyond just seeing the concert, because it feeds, well, their training as dancers, as musicians as well. You know?
Right. So mm-hmm. there's some interaction there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they get as well at Centennial Theater, being a small space, and we always try to offer even more. There's always a meeting with the artists. They'll come and sign CDs. They'll just come have a chat, have a glass of wine after the show, sometimes prior to the show. In case of contemporary dance, oftentimes we'll have the choreographer come and speak about their work, because that's not an easy thing to catch. People are a little bit intimidated by contemporary dance. Mm-hmm. They hear the word contemporary dance and they think, oh, I'm not going to understand mm-hmm. anything. And sometimes there's nothing to understand. Sometimes you just, you know, you just need to appreciate what's in front of you and what limits of the body the dancers are going through, or what the imagination of the choreographer, he wants to speak. There's a social aspect, or there's could be a financial aspect, could be all kinds of things. We do have a dance show where this choreographer, Anne Plamondon, put together a show called Les Mêmes Yeux Que Toi, The Same Eyes As You, and it's based on her father's schizophrenia.
Oh.
So it deals with mental health.
Yeah.
So how does she deal with mm-hmm. that subject in her art? So we've just contacted the Foreman Art Gallery, who are going to have an exhibit in April with an artist also dealing with mental health in her art form. So before Anne's show, which is February 25th. On the 24th, we're going to have a panel with both artists and maybe someone who works in that field, in mental health issues, to talk about how art helps perhaps deal with mental health, art therapy, and all kinds of things that would link to that. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to extrapolate what can be used in the art form to join the general public. Because oftentimes people, if they don't know, if they don't hear it on the radio, if they don't see it on TV, mm-hmm. if it's not something that's familiar to them, they're mm-hmm. just going to pass it by. What we want to do is show them that in every form of art, there's something that they can, that speaks to them.
Right.
And we're trying to find those things. There's a group, a great band. There are about 9 or 10 musicians from Romania. Mm-hmm. They're called Urs Carpaths, and they're coming in November. And the Rom people have been marginalized for their beliefs in Eastern Europe. And so what we're going to try to do is we're trying to get this film, this documentary film called Les Enfants Cartons, which is a documentary about Serge Denoncourt, who took these children, got them together to create a musical called Grub that was produced in Montreal a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And so it's a documentary that sort of follows these kids through that process of dealing with being marginalized and being the exception, but being incorporated and working together mm-hmm. as a community and to create a wonderful work of art. So
yeah, it sounds like a really interesting way to learn something
yeah.
new.
Yeah. So, and the other thing we're trying to do as well is trying to find students as well, because mm-hmm. you think, you know, we're at Bishop's University, they're right there, they yeah. should come see shows. Mm-hmm. Well,
Not the case.
Last year, let me give you a little anecdote. Last year, we had the Madcap Mondays series. Mm-hmm. We thought, okay, we'll try and find something that's more accessible, mm-hmm. stand-up comedians, anglophone on an English campus. And so some student came, but the first show, the comedians asked, okay, who's a student here? And one person rose their hand. Mm-hmm. One. As time went on with my assistant, we were able to put the numbers up, but not enough to be able to bring back the series because, unfortunately, at the end of the day, it comes down to dollars and cents. Not right. all the time, but sometimes it's a mm-hmm. reality.
Yeah.
So it was just not feasible for us to restart that series again mm-hmm. with not having the participation we were mm-hmm. looking for.
So you hope to have more success.
We're trying to find ways. Actually, this morning, as I was saying, I was interviewing students who gave me great ideas that I don't speak their language. I don't know what the life of a student is mm-hmm. here in Lenoxville at Bishop's University. Mm-hmm. So I got great insight from these students. They know they want to meet people. They want to meet people on a different level. They don't want to always go out to have a beer or whatnot. Mm-hmm. They don't always want to be in class. Obviously, they go to class, but how can we enhance their experience? Again, for them, it's what's in it for me? Why should I go?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my job.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to surround myself with people who can help me do that. And thank you for having me here to be able to talk about it.
Well, we really appreciate your coming in to tell us all about this as well. And hopefully some of the students will hear this and maybe we'll talk to their teachers mm-hmm. as well. And
yeah.
perhaps teachers will listen and, you know, just get the ball rolling here.
Absolutely. So we invite people to either join us on Facebook. I mean, we're trying to be as active as possible. Mm-hmm. So it's on facebook.com/CentennialBU. We're also on Twitter at CentennialTheaterBU, because there is another Centennial Theater in Canada and mm-hmm. it's all the way in Vancouver.
Right, too far away.
That's right. And whenever you you want to know more about the artists, or the website always has like a video link for you to get familiar with the artists. If you don't know what to choose, call us at mm-hmm. the box office or just the office in general, 819-822-9692. We'll help you. If there's something that we can do for your group, if your group is interested to come. We also have a school program where we offer shows to schools so they can come watch the shows that we have. We have three mm-hmm. this year. And we have one family Family Show on Sunday, March 23rd. It's called Clip. It's a solo clown show. It's very funny. It's at 2 o'clock. And I know maybe you want to come have your child's birthday party at this.
Is that right?
Yeah, perhaps.
Oh, wow.
Maybe we can organize. I mean, everything is possible. You just have to ask or be able to be open-minded to see it, and mm-hmm. we can make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, meanwhile, it is very easy to learn more about this. Like you said, just go to your website. Thank you so much, Sonia Patenaude, for coming in today and explaining all of this to
You're
us.
You're welcome.